two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Mild and clear start to the day out there with 60s mainly being reported across the DMV. And then later on today, the heat comes on. We've got a forecast high of 90 degrees. That's going to be a degree shy of the record for this day set back in 2017 of 91 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
64 degrees, Reagan National, 65 degrees, BWI Marshall, 62 degrees, Dulles.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. Coming up today could be the hottest day of the year so far. We have all the details.
I could tell the difference.
Reaction to an emergency juvenile curfew at National Harbor. I'm Shana Stulen.
The Secretary of State is in the Middle East today to start another diplomatic mission. A local center helping marginalized communities get cancer screenings. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. It's 5 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with violent weather that tore through more than a dozen states over the weekend.
We will rise. We'll clean up, we'll rebuild, and we'll move forward.
Oklahoma House Speaker Charles McCall on damage and destruction in the small town of Sulphur. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is there.
Wave upon wave of storms pounded Oklahoma. Trees snapped in half. Behind those trees, buildings missing the roof. Walls collapsed. Thousands of people are still without power, and many more are trying to pick up the pieces.
At least four deaths are confirmed in Oklahoma, one of them an infant. Secretary of State Blinken is in Saudi Arabia this morning ahead of a stop in Israel tomorrow. CBS's Deborah Pattup from East Jerusalem.
Pressure is mounting on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Anger over the government's failure to bring their loved ones home has spilled onto the streets as demonstrators have stepped up their protests, which more than once have ended in scuffles with police.
There were dueling pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian protests on UCLA's campus. Virginia Tech says arrests began there early this morning in Blackbird, and protests continue at Yale.
We're seeing people from all walks of life mobilize to stop the genocide in solidarity with the Palestinian people in Gaza. We do not tolerate being complicit in this genocide.
On the campaign trail, CBS News' first battleground tracker of the year shows former President Trump now leads President Biden in two of three key swing states, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Mr. Biden is a couple of points ahead in Michigan, all within margins of error. A trial begins in Honolulu today, 2 years after an underground U.S. military fuel tank poisoned thousands of people when it leaked into Pearl Harbor's drinking water. 60 Minutes' Sharon Alfonsi spoke with a woman whose family was affected.
Rochelle Dietz lives on base with her husband, a Navy chief petty officer, and their two children.
That feels not something that you would even think could happen to be in your water.
How were people reacting to the news?
I was so sick to my stomach that I actually threw up when I heard.
Because why?
Because my kids had just been poisoned.
Dan Rather gave a shout out to today's crop of correspondents in his first return to CBS since his controversial exit from the evening news anchor chair in 2006. The 92-year-old on CBS Sunday Morning.
The people who are practicing journalism today are so much better than those of us who came up at another time. They're better educated. They're more knowledgeable about the world. They want to do the right thing. They're doing the best they can.
S&P futures up 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 5:03 on Monday, April 29th. We're at 66 degrees, sunny with summer-like heat, highs around 90. Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Our top local story is the weather. Break out your sunscreen. It's going to be sunny and hot today. Today is expected to be the hottest day of the year so far. 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff tells us more about these record-breaking temperatures.
After 80s on Sunday, today could be 90 degrees. Our average this time of year is only 73 degrees. And this would be one of our earlier ones dating back to 2017 when we made it to 91 degrees.
Make sure you are staying hydrated and taking breaks in the shade throughout the day. And, of course, we'll keep you updated in traffic and weather on the 8th.
The first 3 days of an emergency weekend curfew for young people at National Harbor are in the books. It requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them between the hours of 5 p.m. and 6 a.m., starting Friday evening and ending Monday morning. So how did it go? WTOP's Shayna Estulin went there to find out.
At first, I was kind of disturbed, and I was like, why is this a curfew? Are they kind of maybe targeting a certain group?
Jill Bullock from Prince George's County says she had second thoughts given surging crime in the DMV.
We hate to keep the young folks out, but if they're the ones causing the problems and they don't have their parents and guardians around, then it's the best thing.
Dolores, general manager at Spice Store Pepper Palace, says she didn't see as many teens out this weekend, perhaps because of Saturday's wet weather.
When it rains, a lot of people aren't going to want to come out.
She says a better long-term solution would be building more community centers in the area so kids don't get bored and they stay out of trouble. Shayna Estulin, WTOP News.
It is day 5 of pro-Palestinian protests at George Washington University as demonstrations continue at colleges nationwide. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports that GW's president says, quote, free expression and activism are not unlimited.
There have been no incidents of violence at George Washington University, but the school says 20 demonstrators remain on University Yard and about 20 tents are still set up at a second encampment on H Street. The university's president released a new statement, again calling on demonstrators to vacate University Yard immediately and saying the actions of some protesters have been highly offensive to members of the community. Protesters want the school to cut financial ties to Israel because of the Israel-Hamas war. Several have told WTOP they will stay until their demands are met. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Vandals have targeted a sign in front of a Rockville synagogue. Temple Beth Ami says in a post on Facebook, a banner it's displayed for years that says "We Stand With Israel" was defaced with red spray paint in an attempt to replace Israel with Palestine. It's believed to have happened between Saturday night and Sunday morning at the temple on Travilla Road. Rabbi Gary Pockress tells NBC4.
Really grateful to live in a country that enshrines free speech, and that includes the right to protest passionately, and it includes public discourse and debate. Whoever did this doesn't want debate, doesn't want public discourse. They want to shut us down.
The synagogue plans to put up a new banner as soon as possible.
How is construction of the Purple Line going? WTOP's Sandy Kozel reports meetings are planned to update neighbors on what will be a light rail line between Bethesda and New Carrollton.
There are 7 community advisory team meetings scheduled for May. The first is this Thursday, May 2nd, for those living in the Riverdale Park, New Carrollton areas. The virtual meetings include members of teams representing neighborhoods, civic and business associations, and local governments. The builder will have area-specific updates on the Purple Line project, and there will be time for the public to ask questions. The meetings are being held via Microsoft Teams and posted on the website purplelinemd.com. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
And coming up,
what kind of homes do millionaire households live in? I'm Jeff Glabaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Introducing the Cancer Center at University of Maryland Capital Region Health. Comprehensive cancer care from the University of Maryland Medical System. Our specialists diagnose and treat breast, colon, lung, and prostate cancers, as well as lymphoma, melanoma, pancreatic cancer, and sarcoma. Every step of the way, we give you encouragement and support. Cancer specialists for Prince George's County. That's a better state of care. Visit umcapitalregion.org/cancer to learn more.
It's 5:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's get our first look at traffic with Rita Kessler.
And good morning, Michelle. Not too much going on in the area right now. We do have one problem in Howard County. So this is Route 1 between Patuxent Range Road and Guilford Road. The road is closed and under police direction for the crash investigation. So just watch for the redirection in the area and being able to turn at certain points that could be closed for an extended period of time. 95, no reported issues right now. 29 looks good. Southbound coming out of Columbia to the Beltway. And no problems on the Beltway in either direction through both Maryland and Virginia. All the overnight work zones have been picked up. Southbound 270 is still at speed coming out of Frederick to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. In the district, Massachusetts Avenue at DuPont Circle. Watch for the crew direction because a tree came down in the roadway. Not sure if there are any lanes getting you by or whether they're turning you around at the scene, but something to keep in mind. No problems along I-295, DC-295, the Suitland Parkway, all in good shape, as is New York Avenue. While in Virginia, eastbound 66, good out of Centerville to the Beltway, and 95 northbound, the earlier work in Stafford near Garrisonville Road has been picked up, so no delays there anymore, and it looks good. Crossing the Occoquan into Springfield onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And your forecast now from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
It's going to be a toasty one today. Make sure you don't overdo it. Sunglasses, sunscreen. Yeah, that SPF is important. 90 degrees or so this afternoon. That is definitely early for this time of year. As we head into the evening, temperatures in the 60s, just some scattered clouds, very mild evening headed our way. Tomorrow, upper 80s, maybe a few degrees less, but by late in the day, a few showers or storms possible as a frontal system comes across our area. That'll be a sign that temperatures will shift a little bit for Wednesday, but still warm, low 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, 59 in Fort Belvoir. We're at 65 already in Foggy Bottom and 63 in Silver Spring.
Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
5:10, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. The tennis drama Challengers won the box office this weekend with $15 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates. The film stars 27-year-old actress Zendaya, and women made up 58% of ticket buyers. Zendaya, who is 27, as I said, has been part of some of the most successful franchises of the last few years, including the Spider-Man and Dune movies. The studio originally planned to release Challengers in the fall of 2023, but pushed it back because of the actor's strike.
Small share of households in the D.C. area bring in $1 million or more a year. And WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says, as you might expect, they tend to like big homes.
Points to homes says the average price for a home occupied by millionaire earners, including dual-income households, is $1.8 million, with six bedrooms and three cars. 38% of millionaire households in the D.C. area are Gen Xers, more than any other generation.
D.C. ranks fifth among U.S. cities for the number of millionaire households, behind New York, San Francisco, L.A., and Boston.
Coming up on WTOP, you may be surprised why a Virginia man is facing prison time in a Caribbean country. It's 5:11.
Money News brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Save on salmon at Whole Foods Market. Sustainable wild-caught tropical marinated and plain sockeye salmon fillets are 25% off with Prime through March 28th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Marianne Monroe, the Vice President of Total Experience Solutions and Services at Maximus, on the 2024 CX Exchange, talking about the benefits of applying artificial intelligence to customer experience data.
AI is putting together the common sentiments around topics, as well as enabling employees with agent assist, for example, where AI is really helping to understand the topics being asked and serving up the particular knowledge that our employees can use to answer questions.
Create connections on every channel to elevate and transform customer engagement. The Maximus Total Experience Management Solution is redefining the customer experience to move your mission forward. Seamlessly blending human-centered design, data insights, and secure technology into one digitally powered solution. Reimagining government service delivery at Maximus.com/TXM-solution. Again, that's Maximus.com/TXM-solution.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Download the WTOP app and choose it from your car's display so you never miss the stories you want to know.
Good news on gas prices.
The local news you need to know.
This just in.
Or the traffic you want to avoid.
Avoid 66 if you can.
WTOP News. Facts matter. On Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Coming up, trouble for a possible contender to be former President Trump's running mate. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
Looks like it costs a fortune.
Actually, at Bob's, the Playscape 2-piece sectional is just $9.99.
Looks like it was crafted by a master carpenter.
Gorgeous, right? Bob's Genuine Marble Elm Dining Set comes with 6 chairs or 4 chairs and a storage bench for just $9.99.
Looks like a unicorn cried happy tears all over it.
That's our Bedazzled Diva Bedroom Set. I can see why you think that. When the looks you love go for less, there's only one thing to say.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
515.
A Virginia man is the fourth American arrested in the Caribbean nation of Turks and Caicos after investigators say they found ammunition in his luggage. A new law in that country bans firearms and ammunition.
Tyler Renwick is behind bars in Turks after authorities say they found 2 9-millimeter rounds in his backpack as he reboarded a cruise ship. The Virginia father now charged with possession of ammunition. The mandatory minimum sentence, 12 years in prison. It comes as the State Department has warned travelers to check their luggage for stray ammunition and firearms before leaving home.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood.
As the Israel-Hamas war rages on, D.C.-based World Central Kitchen is resuming its work to provide food to the people of Gaza. It comes nearly a month after 7 of its workers were killed in an Israeli attack there. The nonprofit's CEO says the group is restarting efforts to get as much food into Gaza as possible by land, air, or sea. In a statement released yesterday, the group says it has trucks loaded with nearly 8 million meals ready to enter Gaza through the Rafah crossing. The Israeli military has apologized for its attack on the aid workers and has changed its rules of operation. But World Central Kitchen is still demanding an impartial international investigation into what happened.
Since the height of the pandemic, fewer people, especially minorities, have been getting certain cancer screenings. But WTOP's Stephanie Gaines Bryant reports efforts are underway in our area to change that.
Why are some minorities reluctant to get back into cancer screenings?
A lot of it is fear. People are scared of what the answer might be, what the results may say.
Hannah Safran, a community health associate with the GW Cancer Center, says there are also structural barriers that depend on
if they have grown up in an area that's been redlined, if it takes a long time to get to care, if their doctors are not representative of them and they don't feel listened to.
That's why they've trained neighborhood health ambassadors.
We've equipped normal community members to become champions for health.
Stephanie Gaines Bryant, WTOP News.
This is part of our continuing coverage of people making a difference in our community. To find out more, go to WTOP.com.
A quick look now at the top stories we're working on at WTOP.
More teenagers have been arrested on charges of theft and assault following an incident at a CVS in D.C.'s Navy Yard.
How will Gaza be governed after the Israel-Hamas war ends? That's what the Secretary of State is in the Middle East to discuss.
And we'll tell you how members of Congress are responding to protests over the war on many college campuses.
Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead.
Brought to you by the Rhode Island Center. Tutankhamun, his tomb and his treasures, an exhibition exhibition that offers an unparalleled glimpse into the extraordinary life of the king, now at Rhode Island Center. Get your tickets on Fever or at TutankhamenExpo.com. 518. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's get back to Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Thanks, John. Right now, you were seeing a little bit of a delay on the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway approaching 198. The broken down vehicle had been on the right side, but it was moved out of the roadway, so now it looks good. Headed toward the Beltway and then inside the Beltway, making your way into the district. Westbound 50, also good, coming from the Bay Bridge to the Beltway and inside the Beltway, headed toward New York Avenue. Route 1 between Patuxent Range Road and Guilford Road. That road remains closed for the crash in investigation. This could be there a while. You can use, depending on which side you're trying to come down on Route 1, 32 and 175 are both good workaround options to get around it on Route 1. Now, 95, no reported problems between the beltways. If you're inside the Beltway, headed on the Suitland Parkway, things look good. Now headed all the way toward the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street. I-295, DC-295, good, headed toward the 11th Street Bridge and inbound New York Avenue. No worries right now. Trying to head toward Bladensburg Road and continuing toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Southbound 270, still delay-free out of Frederick into Rockville to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. In Virginia, 95, 395, good between Stafford and the 14th Street Bridge. Eastbound and westbound 66 running well. Imagine a child in extreme poverty waiting over a year to be sponsored. End their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Text RADIO to 83393. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff.
It's going to be a hot day this afternoon. Yeah, we'll use the hot word, the H word. It's going to be a toasty one. 90 degrees or so across the metro area. That's something we typically have to wait to a little bit later in the season to see. Now as we head into the evening, it's going to be mild. Temperatures will stay in the 60s. Tomorrow, after a very mild start, another warm day to near hot, upper 80s. Chance of a few late day showers or storms a possibility. Cold front will come through, dropping temperatures back slightly. Wednesday, low 80s with partly to mostly sunny skies. By Thursday, mid 80s. Going to stay warm probably until about Friday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff in the First Alert Weather Center.
Loving that forecast. 62 degrees in College Park, 62 in Fairfax, 65 on the National Mall. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
And coming up on WTOP, why a Republican governor is getting big criticism for a new memoir. More news in 60 seconds.
The NBA playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures, and so much more. I love betting basketball by taking a shot on player prop bets. I can bet on how many three-pointers a player is going to knock down, and they've even got defensive props. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/BigChi to get started. That's promo code BigChi. BIGCHEE. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call text 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jumi Olubanji.
And Tony Perkins from News 4 Today. And the best part of our morning is you.
We love hearing why more of you wake up with News 4 Today.
This is the team that helps me rise and shine.
The energy that you guys, it comes through the TV.
The banter, the humor.
That's relatable.
I don't watch anything else but Town and Fool.
You're my family.
Thank you so much. And you're a part of our family, too.
Join us for News 4 Today on NBC4, weekday morning starting at 4 a.m.
We're working for you.
This is WTOP News.
It's 522. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Trouble for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who's believed to be in the running to become former President Trump's pick for vice president. She's responding to backlash over her upcoming memoir.
In the book, Noem says she shot and killed her 14-month-old puppy named Cricket for bad behavior. Noem claims the wire-haired pointer had an aggressive personality that included misbehaving on a hunting trip, killing several chickens, and biting Noem's hand. Noem also detailed killing a goat she called nasty and mean. Reaction has been swift. Conservative media personality Laura Loomer saying she can't be VP now. You can't shoot your dog and then be VP.
That is ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
A trial is scheduled to start today in Hawaii more than 2 years after a U.S. military fuel tank facility poisoned thousands of people. It happened because it leaked jet fuel into Pearl Harbor's drinking water. The 17 plaintiffs represent more than 7,500 others, including service members. Lawyers for the plaintiffs argue Navy officials knew there was fuel in the water and failed to warn people not to drink it. According to court documents, the federal government has admitted that the plaintiffs suffered compensable injuries from the 2021 spill, but its attorneys dispute whether the plaintiffs were exposed to jet fuel at levels high enough to cause the health problems they say they have.
The celebration is over for the Queen of Pop.
Madonna wrapped her celebration tour this weekend in Mexico City with a special appearance by actress Selma Hayek. She wore a Frida Kahlo-inspired outfit as a guest judge during Vogue. Madonna's career-spanning tour got a late start last fall after the pop star suffered a serious bacterial infection. But she played more than 50 shows in more than two dozen cities. She's got one show left, but it's a free show in Brazil next Saturday. About 2 million fans are expected to attend. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Test your newsmaker knowledge this Saturday and Sunday morning in the 8 o'clock hour with the Mystery Newsmaker Contest. We'll play the voice of someone you've heard in the news this week on WTOP. Guess the newsmaker for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall perform live at Strathmore Hall on May 17th. Experience that classic Tijuana brass sound you know and love. That's the Mystery Newsmaker this weekend only from Washington's top news, WTOP.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
Dave Preston, that is a wrap for the Capitals.
Yeah, they were fighting for their playoff lives against the New York Rangers, who used special teams to secure a sweep.
And the Caps trying to clear off the draw, can't, but down. Panarin. Now for Fox, cross ice, picked up here by Zibanejad, fired, and they score. And Artemi Panarin, his second goal of the postseason.
John Walton on 1500 AM. The Caps lose 4-2 as the Rangers tally three power play goals. Coach Spencer Carberry.
The special teams was such a big part of the series. And you got to give them credit. Like, those are five elite, world-class players. There's a reason they were the third best power play, and those guys have had tremendous seasons, so we're going to have to live with that.
Three power play goals for the Rangers last night. The Caps went 2-for-17 on the power play in the series and are swept.